This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It used to be a pipe dream of some senior European officials just a year ago. Now German Chancellor Angela Merkel is pushing for a central authority to regulate all the finances of countries that use the euro. Douglas Redeker, senior fellow at the New America Foundation, argues that the latest chapter of the euro crisis is bringing life to all sorts of previously impossible policy options. Mr. Redeker, good morning.
Good morning.
So among the possibilities are an actual budget union. That's going to be a little hard to swallow in the individual countries, taking orders from a central authority, but this may be what Europe has come to.
Well, I'm not sure it's going to end up there, at least not in the interim step. I think what you're more likely to see is a centralized budgetary overseer in Brussels or elsewhere. And what I mean by that is not that there'll be one entity sitting in Brussels that will dictate what budgets will be, but rather that budgets at the national level will simply be run by this central ministry for approval, meeting certain guidelines.
Any other interesting thinking in the face of this crisis these days?
One of the major stress points in Europe right now is obviously the banking system, both in Spain and elsewhere. And I think that you're seeing increasing talk about a central banking regulator and a central banking deposit guarantee scheme, similar to some degree to what we have in the U.S. and the FDIC, but they don't have that in Europe. And the other side is there are a lot of different iterations out there for some sort of euro bonds. And one of the major issues is that they have a huge accumulated stock of debt. And there are some conversations taking place about bonds that would actually work towards paying down that debt over 10, 20 years, as well as financing ongoing budgets. And some of them are quite creative, actually.
Douglas Redeker, New America Foundation, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks, David.
Today, three big banks in Portugal were forced to draw on an $8.25 billion worth of European Union bailout money to weather the current financial storm. Portugal has been slogging through very tight budgets in order to be eligible for money like this. Paulo Cazaca is an economist and former politician in Portugal. He joins us now from Brussels. Mr. Cazaca, good morning.
Good morning.
Help me understand what happened with the banks today. Should we take this as a sign that the banks in Portugal are weak, or should we take this as a sign that Portugal is doing what's necessary so that it can, when necessary, draw on the bailout money?
Well, I think it certainly means that the banks are weak, otherwise they would not need to make these measures. And it means as well that the Portuguese debt is growing to keep the banks afloat. If it's going to work or not, it's really very difficult to answer, because I think to a very large extent it will depend on the European environment.
Help me understand why the Portuguese banks are drawing on that money now.
The phenomena is not only a Portuguese one, it's a European one. We are seeing all the signs of what we can call a recession spiral, where people try to make the ends meet by cutting deficits. And this deficit cutting is putting everyone in a more difficult position. Most of the people are very skeptical, and I myself remain very skeptical on the capacity of this program to sort out the Portuguese problems.
Paulo Cazaca is now a consultant in Belgium. Mr. Cazaca, thank you very much for this.
It was a pleasure speaking to you.